I'm Jessica Benson for the American Ag Network, and today we're reporting live from Big Iron in Fargo, North Dakota. Could you please state your name for me and what you do for North Dakota corn growers?
Actually, my name is Anthony Mock, and I'm a director at large, and I am from South Central North Dakota, Braddock.
Perfect. And could you just touch on what crop conditions are like out in your area?
Out in our area, they're pretty tough. I mean, we were lucky. We got a big rain early on, so we got something to harvest, but a couple miles the other direction, and a lot of it's already been made into silage.
Sure. And it seems to vary in lots of areas. Some places got lots of rain, some didn't get any, and some got a little. But you had mentioned you were at a meeting with Senator Kramer, and you were discussing ethanol. So what happened at that meeting? Could you give us some details on that? First of all, could I get your name and what you do with North Dakota Corn Growers?
Brenda Elmer. I'm the executive director of the North Dakota Corn Growers Association. And yes, I was in that meeting with Senator Kramer at his invitation last week, just west of Minot. And it was primarily about the wetlands easement mapping initiative under U.S. Fish and Wildlife. He had one of the high-ranking officials, I think it was undersecretary at Fish and Wildlife, there in person to hear stories from farmers. Not that they don't want to be subject to regulation, but it's old easements from many decades ago that did not have maps attached to them. And now, years later, trying to determine what that meant and where those wetlands, if any, are. And so there's great dispute about that. We've been working on this for years, and Senator Kramer's been a champion in trying to help us get through on that. They did initiate, as you may know, an appeals process, so it was the first time ever. And many, many of our growers across the state of North Dakota have been going through that. It takes a lot of time and effort and expense. Oftentimes, many of them have had to get a lawyer to go through that to no avail. And so part of the meeting was, you know, is it just false hope? There's been a really no change in any of the maps that they've drawn up. Meanwhile, they have obvious wetlands that aren't included in those maps. And so it's kind of the integrity of the process and the issue that's at heart here.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for taking some time to talk with us at the American Ag Network at Big Iron in Fargo. We look forward to seeing you at other farm shows down the road.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.